So, good afternoon, Erna.
Good afternoon.
Today is the 9th of February, 2022, and I'm here with Myrna to have a wee chat with you this afternoon. Thank you very much for having us in your lovely, lovely flat. So, first of all, I was going to ask you, Erna, what was your name at birth, and when were you born, and where were you born?
Well, my name has always been Erna, but I had a middle name, Esther Reisel. I was born in Dortmund, Germany, unfortunately.
And when were you born?
91 years ago.
Right.
27630.
27630. And what was your last name?
There was a wee bit of a carry-on, and my father's name was Chilovitz, but my mother's name was Rabner, and they couldn't get married in the land, the law of the land. They had to get married in Yiddish law, so I was known as Rabner, not Chilovitz, which was my father's name.
And so, was your father born in Dortmund as well?
No, he was Polish, actually. But I don't know whereabouts, I just know he was Polish.
And your mother, was she...?
She was German.
And so how did they meet?
Well, there was a lot of trouble in Poland with the Jews, and the Jewish people came to Germany. I think it was a Shidduch.
And a shidduch is an arranged marriage, which is actually, I think, nowadays is quite a nice idea, actually.
Yes, there is still plenty, I think.
And so you were born, and was your father working as well?
My father was a shoemaker, really, to trade, but he travelled. I don't know exactly what he sold, but he was a traveller, really.
And your mother, did she?
No, she didn't work.
And did you have?
Oh, sorry, that's not true. My mother and her two sisters had what they call gown shops or dress shops.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. But I never saw them, but I knew that's what they had.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
I had a sister. Unfortunately, she died recently. She was a lawyer, and she was 6 years younger than I.
Right.
And she came alone with some Yiddish lady, and we never could find out who it was. My sister tried, I tried, well, my husband, Avishon, tried. We never found out who this lady was that brought her. It was a Jewish lady that came.
Right.
So
what was life like for you as a little girl?
Well, it wasn't very bad at all. I was in this lady's house. They looked for a nurse Livingston, because I'd had diphtheria.
So before you met Nurse Livingston, when you were with your mum and dad,
Can't remember an awful lot. My father used to drag me to school, that I remember. And I was at a Jewish school. I had some non-Jewish friends, but I wasn't allowed to play with them after a certain time. And I was kind of frightened because I used to see the black shirts or brown shirts, whatever they had on. I was very frightened of them, and I always used to say I wanted to go away.
So
they asked me if I wanted to go away.
Which is quite a traumatic thing, absolutely. But I was going to also say, you said before that your parents were religious.
Yes,
as well. So
religious.
So I presume you kept a kosher home.
A very kosher home, yes.
Very kosher home.
Yes, yes.
And so did you mix with other members of the family? Were they as religious?
Yes. My grandma, I don't remember my grandfather so much, but the aunts and the uncles all lived down the street on the opposite side. This is a vivid memory But they lived down the street on the other side, also in a flat. I remember that.
So you would probably get together for Friday nights,
oh, yes,
I would think.
Yes.
And Shabbat for
yes,
lunch.
Shabbat, yes.
So can, I'm stirring it here.
It's all right.
Who do you think was a better cook then?
Well, I don't know. They're all good cooks.
Were they all good cooks? Do you remember what, was there any of your favourite meals?
I don't know. I remember my grandmother was blind. They lived in my grandma's flat, but she was blind. And I just could see her sitting in the corner with her grey hair in a bun and a black dress on. I remember that much.
And being told, actually, I would imagine that you were to be quiet and go and speak to Grandma.
No, I wasn't told that because I always sat quietly. I just knew that I had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. So life must have changed as well when your sister came along.
Well, she only came along... Well, I was 8 when I left Germany.
Right.
And she was 6 years younger than me, so she hardly said much. You know, she was just 2 years old or so.
So when you left Germany, was it on the Kinder Transport?
Yes, Kinder Transport. My father put me on the train, but he put me in an empty compartment.
An empty compartment, right.
And about... I don't know what the next station or the stage after that, two girls came on, but they were older than me.
Mm-hmm.
They were called Jutta and Ursula.
Ah.
I don't remember the second name. You know, they're gone now, unfortunately. They died recently. And I see their daughter, still one of the daughters, quite often.
So Shirley Brown. I'm going to ask Myrna if she remembers who Jutta and Ursula were.
Yes, Jutta was Jutta Silverstone.
That's right.
And
that,
Ursula,
but that was her married
her
name.
Her married name. Mm-hmm. And Ursula married a gentleman. M-A-U-N-G, Ursula Mong.
They looked after me on the train.
How wonderful.
Because I was must have been spoiled. I could hardly wash my own face. You know, I was the only grandchild and I think I was very spoiled.
And quite right too.
There we go. And my sister came later. She came here the day before war was declared with this lady whom I did not know, could never find out who this she was.
So when you came with Jutta and
Ursula.
Mm-hmm. So you arrived in England?
Yes, we went to the Hook of Holland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to a big camp in Harwich.
Right.
And there people came along and chose children to take, to adopt sort of style. But I was, unfortunately, my eyes were very bad. I had a turn in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody kind of looked at me and I was a wee skinny thing. Not now.
You are still a very slender lady, I think.
Well, that's only since recent, you know. And they sent me, they looked for a nurse or someone to send me to because I had been so ill.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a Jewish lady. There was two nurses in Glasgow and they sent me to the married one.
Mm-hmm.
She had two sons of her own.
So you went all the way from the camp to Harwich up to Glasgow?
Well, we went to London and then to Glasgow, but we didn't stay in London.
Mm-hmm.
Just went from London in a train to Glasgow. These two ladies that I was always friendly with, they came to Glasgow and for a wee while they sort of disappeared. I didn't know them. And then the lady that I went to, Nurse Livingston, she went out to a lady called Mrs. Butler, who was a relation of these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said one day, would I like to go and see this lady? I called her my mother, Miss Livingston. And when I went there, Jutta was there. Mm-hmm. She kind of was like a maid almost to them. And I got in touch again with Jutta then.
So, you were 8 when you came over, That was a long journey to make, I think, as a little girl.
So oh, well, we didn't go straight away. I think I stayed in camp for about 3 months.
Do you remember what life was like? Did you go to school in camp?
Not at the camp, no.
No?
I think we got a few lessons, but not a school at all. With so many people, so many children.
And were you in dormitories?
Yes, like that. And they tried to teach us English a bit, you know. I think what I can remember most of is I got tea with milk in it. I'd never had that. I was always used to tea, lemon tea. I remember. Don't know why that stuck
no,
in my
actually,
head.
It's funny you say that because one of the other ladies we interviewed, that was one of her first memories. And she said she remembers going back to her mother had managed to come over and yeah. said, they serve tea in a very strange way.
Lemon. And then they took us to see films, and we always, it was the king, I think, was still
there. The king was still on the
we
throne.
We had to stand up for the anthem, you know. I remember that bit as well. Funny, small things like that.
Absolutely, because it makes a big impression. And I have to say, although I'm a little bit younger, even as a child, it was frowned upon if you left the pictures before the anthem had finished playing.
Yes, that's right. We were taught we had to.
Suzanne is saying that she doesn't remember that at all, but that's because she's much younger.
Oh, no, she wasn't there. She wasn't born.
So you came up to Glasgow, and so where did you live in Glasgow?
That's when they took me straight to Nurse Livingston then.
And whereabouts was Nurse Livingston
living? She stayed in Stampaland.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Stampaland Hill. Mm-hmm. And she had bought this house. There wasn't much room. I slept in the same bedroom as her sons. We slept in bunks.
Right.
I slept in the bottom and they slept in the top. Two of them, I don't know how these boys were slim at the time, I think. Then they went away to America, you know. The children from Britain were going to America. I don't know if you remember at the time, and the boats were being torpedoed. Mm-hmm. And they went, and Nurse Livingston asked me if I wanted to go, but I said no, I didn't want to go. So she kept me, and the boys went. So that was that. You know.
So you would have gone to the local primary school?
Yes, and then, yes. There was two girls I met there. One was called Myra Gerskovich and one was called Myra Shulman. They're both gone now. One went to South Africa mm-hmm. and one went to Canada. But both, I know they both died, unfortunately. And they used to take me down the road to school. But I was in a class with children of five because I couldn't speak the language. And it was the headmistress, actually. It was Netherley School. Mm-hmm. And it was the headmistress that taught us. I just had to try and make out the best she could see. And there was a German teacher there.
Right.
Well, she was German. She'd married a British guy. Mm-hmm. And when the other children left, you know, at lunchtime, because they were 5-year-old, I went on to a class with this German teacher. She just taught sewing, but she taught me English.
At the same time?
At the same time, aha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that helped me, you know. And then later on, Nurse Livingston sent me to elocution. She wanted me to lose my
German accent.
Which mm-hmm. I don't have, as you hear.
Absolutely.
And then yes, my English got better, I think.
And did you hear from your parents while you were here?
Well, we did, and Nurse Livingston tried to get them jobs. She even said she wanted a gardener. I mean, these gardens, how small they are, and a cook. She didn't need a cook. She was a very good cook herself. But she couldn't get them. She tried different things, but she couldn't get them. so I never saw them again. But I saw two of her sisters and her brother.
That's your mother's sisters?
Yes. I only met a sister of my father's once. Mm-hmm. She was in Poland. Well, I remember she was a tall redhead and I looked very like her, only she was tall. So my father was small as mm-hmm. well. We were both small.
And where did your aunts go? The two aunts that you met?
They were in the camps.
Right.
They were in Belsen and they were in Auschwitz. But they got out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my mother and my grandmother died there, whatever happened to them, we didn't exactly know. And we never found out what happened to my father. Never found out where he went. I believe he was taken to the camps, but we could never find out. My sister tried, and my husband tried as well. Mm-hmm. Could never find out what happened to him at all. So that was that, you know. And Nusra still used to say to me, put it all to your back, don't forget it, but don't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. You've got a life now. And
so did your sister come to Glasgow as well?
Yes.
Oh, that was nice.
We sent her to... she was with a lady called Minnie Shear. But
right.
She was a Fogel. Did you ever hear of the Fogels? They had a... In the Garbles, they had a shop in the Garbles.
Right, uh-huh.
And Minnie was the youngest one, couldn't have children or something. And she took my sister in, which was... I lived in Stampland Hill and she lived in Randolph Drive, round mm-hmm. the corner.
Oh, that was
great.
We were
very lucky we could do that. Well, Nurse Livingston couldn't take her. She was too young
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Nurse Livingston was still working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was very difficult. And her husband also worked. He made the guns that shot the planes down, you know, for them. So I was left on my own overnight very often because her sons were away. I remember that one night I locked all the doors and she came home. We had a phone and I didn't hear the phone. Tried on the phone, they tried throwing stones at the window. No, I slept all night and she couldn't get in.
So what happened? Did she come in?
The next day I let them in.
Oh, dear.
And, well, there was a big row.
I bet. But, and did your sister also come in the kinder transport
No,
as well?
No, she came with this woman the day, and she arrived in Glasgow the day before war was declared. And we don't know who the woman was.
Ah, right, right.
My parents must have sent her with this woman.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find living in Glasgow?
I didn't know much better. I mean, mm-hmm. I was only 18. I didn't...
Once you had got over the shock of the tea being served incorrectly.
Yes, yes. And yes, they were very kind to me. I mean, it was rations and the boys fought over everything. You got more than me, but give it to Erna.
Mm-hmm.
I was very lucky. They were a very nice family.
Which is lovely.
Nobody left now. The only one that's left, I bring Sylvia, I call her my cousin. Mm-hmm. She was a cousin of the family.
So you went to Netherley Primary School.
That's right.
And what happened after Netherley Primary School?
Well, I left school at 14. I was a year at Eastwood. What was Eastwood School?
Uh-huh.
The old Eastwood.
Yes, the old Eastwood.
And then I went hairdressing.
Which is why your hair is always lovely.
No, I go to the hairdresser.
but from the time I first met you, Erna, I was always conscious that you had your hair was very well cut.
I was always conscious of my hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Possibly.
And so, where did you work as a hairdresser?
Well, the one that I worked at for the longest was Lewis's.
Oh yes, Lewis.
Do you remember Lewis's?
Yes.
I worked there on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 30 girls in that department.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. They were mostly, nothing against religious, they were Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Friday, they'd go up to the canteen And they'd say, I christened thee fish, did he eat meat? And say, I christened thee fish. And it was so funny. But the man that brought me up, my father, as I called him, had said to me, now you're going to work with all sorts of girls. Keep quiet, don't say anything. Listen and don't say anything. And he was right, because some of them were real.
I think you probably had your education was broadened a bit.
Yes, yes. But he said, don't open your mouth, just listen. Uh-huh. And he was right, and that's I tried to do that.
It must have been really busy, though. I mean, 30 girls. I'm just
thinking of loads
of people coming in.
They were. We did cheap perms, and they did all sorts of things like that. And it was good working in there, because you got, if you bought anything, you got money off as well. And we also got commission on our work. So you got a good wage and you got anything like that.
And perms were very popular.
Yes, oh yes. Oh yes, 17 and 6.
I'm not even going to work out what that is.
That's I remember that.
Did you have a lot of... I remember this lady who used to work with my... worked for my mother, and then she went over to work for my aunt. And she had her... always had... her Kirby grips were, like, crossed. She had hundreds of Kirby grips to keep the perm in place.
Yes, I didn't have them, but I know they did that.
I always thought it looked really uncomfortable, and how you could sleep with all the Kirby grips in as well.
I still sleep with them.
That explains the lovely hairstyle then.
I keep it, I still look after my hair.
Absolutely.
It's a madness.
And so did you enjoy, you sounded like you enjoyed working as a hairdresser.
Oh, I loved that. Yes, I loved that. Mixing with all the girls. And we went dancing to the Plaza.
Ah.
On a Tuesday.
And so how did you meet your husband?
There was a place called the Jewish Institute in the Gorbals.
Right.
Everybody went on a Sunday, and he had just come out the Air Force. They were doing the 2 years then.
Right.
And I met him then. His parents didn't like me, by the way. I wasn't good enough. I was a German refugee.
I think, sadly, that kind of happened in some
parts. It happened a lot, yes, unfortunately. But most of the people in Glasgow were very kind and nice.
And so you met your husband.
Yes.
And you had children.
Yes.
And I'm saying that because one of them's sitting behind you.
Yes, my daughter. I only got one daughter. My husband wanted 5 daughters.
5?
Always said 5 daughters. I don't know. I don't know why, but unfortunately. But unfortunately, he saw that my daughter grow up and everything. So
I think 5 daughters would be a bit of a handful, actually.
Well, I had 4 children, so
well, I think that that's was quite a handful. So I'd imagine that it would be a very busy household.
Yes, yes, we were busy. They played with each other, you know. They bring each other up almost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so what did your husband do?
They had what do you call it, Suzanne?
Electrical business.
Electrical business.
I didn't work in it,
I think if you have 4 children, probably you'd have been very busy anyway. Do you not spend a lot of time with emptying the washing machine?
I did have a washing machine. One of the uncles gave me it for my wedding present, a washing machine. I was very lucky in these days to have a machine like that. So.
But you still would have to load it. And,
And
I have a memory with my mother that every time she did it, her kind of hair went all limp with the steam coming
off. Steam,
up.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But actually, I'm just sort of saying, I think the spinner, I always used to think the spinner was better than the old machines.
Was it?
Great spinners. I like them. And so whereabouts did you live then?
We did move to a place called Barnaby Road in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, isn't it, Suzanne?
Before you married.
Before you married?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's before I married, yes.
And so did you mix, you mixed obviously with a lot of people in the Jewish community in Glasgow
as well?
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes, I was at shul all the Well, not all the time. Mm-hmm. I did go to shul quite often.
So which shul did you belong to?
Well, I started off, Rabbi Rubenstein of Sharon used to come and stay with us for the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there was no shul then. So he stayed with us for the weekend. So we were at Netherlane Clarkson Shul. Somehow we got to Giffnock Shul. I don't quite remember so much. But we joined the Giffnock Shul later on, when I got married anyway.
So do you remember where you got married?
In the house. Rabbi Rubenstein married us in the house.
Oh, how lovely.
I don't know why that was, but that's how it was anyway.
In her house?
In Nurse Livingston's house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is lovely, actually. I think that was a bit more of the custom, actually.
Wait a minute now, was she alive? She was already dead when we got married.
So when you said her sons went to America, did they stay in America?
No, they came back. They came back, yes. And they both were in the forces. One was in, he was a sergeant, a gunner, and the other one was a paratrooper. And the only one time I remember, he never told us about, you know, what he did, the one that was in the Air Force, but he came back one day and he was smiling and laughing, and we asked him what it was all about, and they had bombed Dortmund, where I came from, to pieces. He said it was so, he just thought it was very funny.
So your sister, did she get married as well?
She got married in London. She met a London boy. When she was 18, she left. She didn't get on so well with the lady that brought her up.
Right.
And she left and went to London and met this Jewish fellow in London. She got married there and then came up to Glasgow and got married again. they only had, I think, maybe it was just a registered wedding. I don't know
exactly.
London. I didn't get, and they came up and made a wedding up here as well.
Which is nice, actually, because you'd be able to be at it.
Yes, he was a very nice fellow she married. Didn't always get on so well, but... He came from a very rich family, actually. But the thing was, he didn't want to take anything from his family, and so they made their own way. They were quite well off, I think. She stayed in London, and then she became a lawyer. Actually, after she went to South Africa,
they
went, the whole family, and... She and her husband went. They wanted him to take over the... He was an accountant or something.
Right.
And they wanted him to take over. They had a few shops there. Strange thing is, the same shops as my husband had here. Yes, the electrical shops. And... Well, they stayed there a long time. He was actually murdered, you might say. Came out of his office one night, finished, and there was four, I think. I think it was three black men and a white one, and one of them killed him, sort of style.
Terrible.
I don't know the exact time of it. That's more or less.
And so she came back after that?
No, she stayed there. It's a beautiful country. I went to see her. And her family were very good to me too. When I went, they invited me to all the weddings in South Africa. I used to go back and forth there quite a bit. And then, unfortunately, she died recently, from Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's a horrible disease.
Being 6 years younger, I was shocked. I didn't think. She'd go first. It was really... Our daughter now lives in Cyprus, and I phone her and she phones me. She's also got a son still in South Africa.
So when you look back at your life,
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as the highlights, would you see, for you?
I think when I had my children.
Absolutely, yeah.
My children are my life still. Mm-hmm. My daughter looks after me so much. I'm very lucky, yes, to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some children don't even want to look after their grow, you know.
And it's wonderful also for you that Suzanne's in the same town as well.
Yes, yes. Oh, she never moved away. The two boys, I've got a son in London and a son in Florida. Yes, I keep forgetting. Yes, and my oldest son's in Glasgow. Nearly forgot.
I think that is quite understandable when you have four. Yep, I can understand that. Well, I think, Erna, you've had a wonderful life despite everything that has happened.
Yes, yes.
And I would like to thank you for giving me the time for me to have a wee chat with you.
Thank you for coming, taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.